Now listen and answer questions 1 to 10.
So, let's look at super recognisers in more detail and explore the ways in which these people work with law enforcement agencies. Firstly, it's important to note that only a very small percentage of the population are super recognisers, about 1 or 2%. Although science currently doesn't know much about why some people are super recognisers, it's believed to be an innate quality. That's to say, people are born with this skill and it cannot be taught. There is also some evidence which suggests that it tends to appear in people who are in their 20s or 30s. So far, there haven't been any teenagers discovered with this ability. The other point to make here, which is particularly fascinating, is the cross-race effect. This is a specific and strangely inexplicable limitation of the skill. What it means is that super recognisers are not very good at recognising people from another race. This can be crucial in terms of recruitment for law enforcement agencies, who should focus on recruiting super recognisers from the same ethnic groups as the people who live in certain areas. Research has been conducted into super recognition at Harvard University in the USA and at the University of Greenwich in the UK. A team of psychologists from the University of Greenwich tested some police officers from the London Metropolitan Police Force who seemed to be exceptionally good at recognising people in CCTV footage to determine if they had super recognition abilities. The results showed that some of these officers did indeed possess this remarkable ability. It should be noted here that the researchers at Greenwich were using methods consistent with those used at Harvard. The thing that was also interesting about the research was that it highlighted that super recognisers are excellent at knowing when they have not seen a face. This is important because it means that these people are far less likely to provide the police with false leads. In the process of identifying potential criminals, this is extremely useful to the police because it can save precious time, money and manpower. In fact, some senior police officers believe that it'll become as important as fingerprinting or DNA in the near future. Despite the importance of these super recognisers in crime fighting, computers are also playing their part. Facial recognition software is constantly evolving and becoming better and better. However, right now, humans still outperform the machines in this area. In principle, it should be relatively easy for computers to identify humans in video footage. We know that computers are fundamentally better at processing vast numbers of images, but the issue here is that much of the footage from security cameras and photographs is of low quality, meaning the machines are unable to fix on matches in the same way as humans can. So, why is this? Well, mostly it's to do with what is needed for facial recognition software to work. Computers need reference points based on light, position, and the facial expression of the person in the image. This is just for photographs. In video, it is much more challenging for the computer because of the movement of the image, and therefore the reference points are constantly changing. It is phenomenally difficult to develop algorithms which can cope with these requirements. And of course, there's the fact that it's almost impossible to program computers to do something we don't comprehend ourselves. What I mean is that we don't really understand how humans recognise faces, so we have a long way to go before we can program machines to do this. One reason behind this is that computers approach the task systematically. They use a series of steps to analyse the pixels which make up the facial image. Conversely, people recognise faces holistically. By this I mean by looking at the whole face rather than by analysing its parts. In the future, though, it's highly likely that computers will become more adept at doing this. More sophisticated cameras, for example, will produce better quality images and will also get better at training our computers to perform more like super recognisers.